The collapse of Maryland's Francis Scott Key Bridge and its blockage of the Baltimore Harbor was just the latest crisis to hit the country's fragile supply chains. Welcome back to another Crisis Management Minute. I'm Edward Siegel, author of the award-winning and best-selling book, Crisis Ahead, 101 Ways to Prepare for and Bounce Back from Disasters, Scandals, and Other Emergencies. I'm also a leadership strategy senior contributor for Forbes.com. The Baltimore Bridge crisis sent many companies scrambling to protect their access to critical materials and supplies. There are three ways that government and company executives can protect their supply chains against the impact of the bridge collapse. 1. Find different ways to receive the goods, supplies, and materials your organization depends on. 2. Strengthen relationships with your suppliers and explore ways so that they and you can be more flexible in ordering and receiving the items you require. And 3. Use advanced technologies to help track the rerouting of your shipments. That's it for this edition of the Crisis Management Minute. Be sure to come back next week for more advice on how to manage a crisis, or subscribe to the Crisis Management Minute wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, it's not a matter of if your organization will have a crisis, but when. And the sooner you are prepared for it, the better.